Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Well, that doesn't sound very good, guys. We're getting a little feedback in the mics coming through. I think there we go. We got that a little bit better now. That sounds better. So, again, we only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest, photographer at large next week, Louis Vasquez. How are you today, buddy?
Good, Ron. Thanks for having us again.
Yeah, absolutely. CPA, not giving you any CPA advice today. We are just educating today. That is our mission, to give you some ideas. Maybe you can save some money. Are you in the real estate business? Do you own your own business? Do you like paying taxes? I guess I should have had one of my guys ready for that one. Yeah, there they are.
You'll know better than that.
Exactly. We don't like paying taxes. But Louis Vasquez will be chatting with us here in just a minute. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating today. I really might need some serious help on today's celebrations, because one of them, I don't even know what the heck it is. Maybe Miss Christie knows this one. National Clarihue Day. I'm not even sure I could spell National Clarihue Day. I guess he's a novelist, and I can't read, so I guess I'm out on that one. So can we go with Pina Colada Day today? Is that pina coladas? Can we go with that one? Yeah, we got a thumbs up on pina coladas. Okay. Maybe, we need to go by a pool down there. Maybe the Monarch Beach Hotel or the Marriott down there in Dana Point. Go out by the pool and have a pina colada. Christy's got the double thumbs up going over there. Yeah, you got it made there. We're going to head out there. Maybe we'll head out there right after the broadcast. So come visit us. Just kidding. I can't do that today. But we'll keep on watching the markets for you anyway. Hey, what's going on in the markets today? The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 91 points. S&P up 1426. We did go over 3,000 today on the S&P 500. We haven't closed there yet, but we did get over 3,000 on the S&P 500. I am looking at, I don't even know if I want to talk about this one, but yeah, we are looking at oil. Oil prices up $1.88 a barrel on the oil market. What is that meaning to you and me, though? Because we are in Calizuela, or maybe we would call it Taxifornia. We can call it either one of them. We're on our way to being the next Venezuela. I won't talk about the idea that the governor signed into law yesterday that illegals now get health benefits. You gotta love that one. But taxes or gasoline, $2.75 is the national average for a gallon of gasoline. In Calizuela, we pay $3.75.4, 10 cents a gallon more than the oil-producing state of Hawaii. They give a lower price over there. Mississippi, $2.35.6. That is the price of gasoline. Again, $2.35.6 against our $3.75.4 in Taxifornia. Yeah, not pleasant. And what is going on in the bond market? We like watching the bond market. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.05. We are heading, are you ready for this one? 178 to 183. I had told you a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, when we were at 230, that we were going down to the 190s. We did that. Now it's time for us to up our game a little bit and talk about the idea of where are we going next. Because, you know, anybody can talk about where we've been. So I want to talk about where we are going next. The answer to that question, 178 to 183 is our next stop. That's what we'll be looking for as we continue our journey to the 1.2 range on the 10-year Treasury. 1.2, that's where we're heading. So that's I know a lot of people don't want to believe me. They don't want to hear the numbers. They don't want to know where we're going. But we are heading to 1.2. It's going to be a painful ride, and we're going to see really good stuff for the real estate market, right? Because those people that have debt, if you've got debt on your personal household balance sheet, the biggest question I would ask is why? Have you taken any kind of a look yet at what your potential is for doing a home financing, a debt consolidation loan? If you've got equity in your property, Louie and I were talking about this a little bit earlier before the broadcast. There is that one radio host that likes to promote the idea of having all of your debts paid. And I think having all your debts paid is probably a good idea to a certain extent. Having a mortgage, though, is also very, very good for you. I can't argue the matter when we're talking about a mortgage from a emotional standpoint. So if you're an emotional individual, having your mortgage paid off is a good thing. But if you are trying to make money, if you like to have money, if you've still got a business, why would you want, when you can borrow money at 3.5%, 4%, why would you be paying 29% on credit cards? Why would you be paying 7% on autos? If you've got all of those things paid off, well, then the next step is why not look, and I don't sell these, so I can't give you financial advice, but why not look at a indexed universal life insurance policy that's averaging about 8% over the last 30 years? Think about that. If you can earn 8, pay 3, less the tax deduction, and the 8% is tax deferred, maybe even tax free, why wouldn't you do that? Just throwing that out there for your consideration. We might talk to Louie about that. He is the tax guru. So, I just play one on TV. But here, let's look at this one. The next time bomb. Think about this. The CEO of Double Line Capital, a fixed income investor, well known for his ability to stand apart from the crowd, says the next issue, the next problem coming up, or the next bubble that we're going to see is going to be corporate debt. Think about that one. Now, I'm sharing with people all the time that, and if you listened to our broadcast yesterday, I was sharing with you, you can get 2% on a U.S. 10-year treasury bond. Okay, it's a very, very safe investment, probably one of the safest investments in the world. I get it. But how about looking into, maybe it fits your portfolio, Ford stock? Right, they're paying about 5.7% on a dividend. So you buy a $10 stock roughly and get a 5.7% dividend, maybe Verizon stock, a little bit less than that. But Jeffrey Gundlach says that the fixed income, that's going to be our next corporate debt, will be our next big bubble that we've got to watch out for. Just throwing that out there, you might want to keep an eye on that. What else is going on in the daily briefing? Hey, did you see Mad Max this morning? Not you, Max. Mad Maxine Waters. She was questioning the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Now, Mad Max is the chairwoman of the Banking Commission, the Republican or the Congressional House of Representatives Banking Commission. So what does she want to talk to the Federal Reserve Chairman about? Of course, she wants to talk about Facebook. Unreal. You got, is this a crazy lady or what?
Is what it is.
Yeah, so then she wants to know, what will the chairman of the Federal Reserve do if he's fired by the President of the United States? Are these nutty questions? I mean, I know that Mad Max is a bit mad, but,
it's ridiculous.
Just my opinions there. I'm unbelievable. But we did find out, we heard in the prepared remarks and the testimony of the Federal Reserve Chairman this morning, that there are some Federal Reserve presidents, voting members, that think we still need to have more of a rate hike. Well, the market heard that this morning and went from down about 100 on the futures market to being up this morning. So that was a fascinating turn of events as well. The market turned upward just off the prepared remarks of the Federal Reserve Chairman, once again proving the point, do not fight the Fed. Speaking of fighting the Fed, I've got to love this one. Fighting the U.S. Craziness here. Did you watch the loon on the U.S. soccer team? Unbelievable. Referring to the White House as the effing White House. Can you imagine that? And this is and New York City, what do they do? What do the communists in New York City do? They give them a parade. Now, there are some of the members of the soccer team. I don't call them the U.S. soccer team. Some of the members of the Democrat soccer team, they are out there promoting these folks. Now, some of the members of the team are probably decent people. Their captain, my opinion, she's a lunatic. You know, and I would question whether the Secret Service should even let her near the White House. Just my opinion. Throwing that out there, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, tips to sell your home faster, credit basics 101, taxes, real estate, businesses. We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, they benefit from it and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the programs and the products for you. Hey, how about getting the Home Digest? Yeah, it's a report written monthly just about your house. No, I'm not a stalker. We don't stalk people. But if you go to SLT, that would be like Siegel Lending Team, SLTHomeDigest.com, SLTHomeDigest.com. We've got a free report for you, and it'll give you information about your home on a monthly basis. That's our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 73.5 points right now. NASDAQ up 52. S&P 500 up 13.25. The U.S. 10-year Treasury is at about flat. 2.05 is the number there. And I am looking at mortgage-backed securities up 14 basis points. What does that mean to you? That means home interest rates are down just a little bit today. Again, I always share with you, those are all the that's all the information that you can go to the super secret website and get that information. That super secret website, are you ready? Get a pencil out. I'll give you the name of it. No, most people don't know this. But all that information you can get on the super secret website. I'll give it to you at the end of the report. Just remind me. So here it is. Why is all of that happening? And a lot of it has to do with the fact that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell's prepared remarks were released this morning. And he's speaking before Congress or the House of Representatives, talking about inflation pressure remains muted and that the Fed will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. And we've been talking about the idea that a recession is coming next year. Well, if the Federal Reserve Chairman says, no, it's not, well, he's got a little bit more clout. We only look at the tea leaves. He actually grows the tea leaves, right? So he might come up and say, well, we'll reduce the federal funds rate half a point. Well, that can have an impact. That will have an impact. So the Federal Reserve says they are committed to keeping the expansion going if they follow through and if they actually know what they're doing. Now, I share this all the time. I did go to Chapman College. I don't apologize for that, but I did go to Chapman College. It's now Chapman University. And the biggest problem they ever have with their economic school is if they ever match the Federal Reserve, they've got a problem because the Fed never, ever gets it right. So just a bit of warning right there. Fed minutes are coming out today at 2 o'clock Eastern time. That will move the market. It always does. The 10-year Treasury note, there's an auction today at 1 o'clock Eastern time. I'm not going to give you too much information about the Mortgage Bankers Association, because last week was really a funny week, right? We closed the market early on Wednesday, right before the 4th of July. None of us worked. Well, we did here in Anaheim Hills, but 4th of July, where the markets are closed. The 5th of July, did anybody work the 5th of July? Louis did. Okay, that's good. We found the one person in America that did work on the 5th of July. So that's kind of the issue right there. So it's not a really good indicator there. Just a thought for you. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Again, get the Home Digest created just for you, www.sltHomeDigest.com. And, oh, yeah, by the way, that super secret website where you can get all those numbers that I was referencing, google.com. That's the one. So you can get all those numbers right there. You'd have to search to find out the reasons why. That's what we do for you. Let's chat this morning about one of my favorite subjects. It's money. And one of the subjects that I like to try and avoid as much as possible. Yeah, we don't want to deal anything at all with taxes. So we're going to chat this. That's enough. Is that your registered, Louis, or is that mine? Someone's registered. Going. Louis Vasquez, Vasquez and Family Incorporated. They are tax and accounting firm.
Yeah.
I don't know about tax. Louis, I went to school to be a tax lawyer. I couldn't.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I got a degree in accounting, marketing, management, and one class short of economics, and here I am talking on a radio. I can't handle all those papers that you guys deal
sure,
with.
Sure. It takes a special person, I guess you can say. But
he's not tooting his own horn. It takes a special person to be an accountant.
I'm not a very good tax preparer. I hate that aspect of the business. I make a lot of mistakes. I'm not that great of an accountant either, but I'm really good at selling it. So
you know what needs to be done.
I know what needs big picture. Yeah, that's the fun stuff.
So I have a friend of mine who is a retired Army Ranger.
Good for him.
And he's a serial entrepreneur.
Good.
And his comment is, hire your weaknesses.
Sure, I have a ton of weaknesses as a business owner. I'm not organized.
poor attention to detail.
And a CPA, how does that work? How does that work? I didn't know you could do that.
I relate to business owners very well. So, yeah, all the staff I have is because I have weaknesses. Otherwise, I do everything. But
you know something, but the smartest part is recognizing those. Sure, and then you know the 30,000 foot level, and you can hire the 5,000. Right?
Okay, yeah, I like that. That's true. I like that.
Right?
Like that.
So otherwise, why would I have him here talking to us about taxes, right? Because he knows what he's talking about. Now he just says, okay, this is what the rules are. This is what you can do. This is what you have to do. Yeah. And now I've got John over here. He'll implement.
Yeah, you know, one thing you were touching on earlier was, you know, potentially looking at your home and then doing some sort of refi or something like that to potentially pay off high interest debt. If I'm a homeowner right now, I would really want to consider how much equity I have. If you have equity in your home right now and you're doing nothing with that, no one is making money off of that equity except the bank.
Right.
So what can we do with the equity that's currently in our home to maybe pay off debt? Can we take some of that equity and invest in an investment property so we're earning a return on that money? Take a look at that equity home. Talk with your realtor, your loan officer. What can you do with that equity to start producing income?
So let's start with right there. And I'm gonna suggest, and I always talk, Louie, about the household board of directors, okay. Right? And you've got to have the realtor, you've got to have the loan officer, but you've got to have a CPA
and a
lawyer and estate planning people, insurance folks. So you're talking about the idea of here, and I just had this conversation. We're going to use some friends of mine. So they're both W-2 employees. They both make nice money. I don't know what they make. Let's say for fun sense, they're both, so let's call them 150K. I don't know whether they are or not. Okay. So they've got a 300K household income. And you just made the comment, okay, look at your home equity. They've talked to me many times. They want to get their house paid off.
Okay.
All right. So they've got probably an $800,000 house, and let's say there's a $200,000 mortgage. So they've got $600,000 in equity. As a tax consultant, what do you do with that? Do you refinance and get that money out?
Yeah. You know, I have $600,000 that's sitting there making no money, right? Just sitting there. So I would potentially look into – you know, don't pay off your mortgage because their mortgage is probably 3-4%, which is, you know, essentially nothing. You know,
right.
To pay off all their mortgage and only get a 3-4% return, I don't think that's a wise investment of cash. But can we pull out the equity, look into maybe Riverside County, Palm Springs area, get a twoplex, duplex, triplex, fourplex? What can we do with our money there that's in the equity to start earning money, taking your money and making more money off of your money, passive income, making your money work for you?
Now, is there a way, because one of their big concerns was they're not getting any tax write-off. Their taxes are killing them. Is that become a business now so they can have a business expense?
Yeah, you know, you're in the business. You know, maybe go out and pass the 50-hour exam to be a real estate agent?
Something like that.
Something like that, right? I hear it's more hours to be a barber than it is to be a real estate agent.
Oh, 90 days to get your real estate license, 18 months to cut your hair.
Yeah, you know.
And I don't have a lot of hair to cut, really.
Go through the procedure, get your real estate license so that you're, you know, have an official real estate business. Then that opens up a world of deductions to you. That's what I would do if I was them, you know, figuring out now using the tax code to also make money. So now I'm using my equity to make money and also using the tax code to make more money.
So if they've got a $300,000 income W-2, they're probably looking at somewhere, around $140,000 in taxes?
Yeah, take 30% of that.
Okay, so we're looking at $90,000 in taxes.
Yeah, 100 grand easily. Yeah.
So, yeah, and we're in Calizuela, so they'd like to take a lot of the money. So then some of the business expenses there, now you can just go back to writing those off.
Yeah, and then you can start writing off your cell phone, internet, all that stuff, and you're getting a 30% return, essentially, your tax bracket in the aspect that you're lowering your liability, and you're making money.
Right, so your debt equity, there is zero rate of return on home equity. I'll go through that in a different broadcast. We've done it many, many times. But zero rate of return on home equity, now you're making money on that equity.
Yeah.
Government's giving you money back to do it, right? So and again, these are all issues that you know, I watched, I'll say my youngest son, we do his taxes on TurboTax.
Sure.
Right? I mean, he doesn't make a whole lot of money. And, you know, there's not a whole lot of reason to it. That's a different story, right? But they didn't ask that question. You know, how much home equity do you have, and how redeploy that?
That's the difference between, you know, TurboTax is good for the person that goes to work, rents, goes home, one single W-2 job, college students, fresh out of college, first job. But once you're making money, and I define making money by about $75,000 a year,
okay,
individually, or $150,000 a year combined, that's when you know, what can I do so that I'm paying as little as possible in taxes and also growing wealth? And there's a lot you can do to accomplish that. You know, even taking out your equity and potentially, you know, my mother-in-law has God knows how much square feet in her backyard that's just empty land. You know, she has like $300,000 in equity. I keep telling her, take out an equity line of credit and let's build another, you know, maybe a duplex or a singleplex in the backyard. It's just land sitting there. I'm sure the city would allow it. And now you have passive income on the rental income that you have from out of pocket. What are you?
Right. Doesn't cost a whole lot of a lot there. Great information. We're going to continue our conversation. Louis Vasquez, Vasquez Family Inc. is the name of the company. Your shirt says something different, so I might have to ask you about that at break, and we'll get the name of the company. Maybe I have old information here. We're talking more with Louis when we come back. 4 tips to sell your house faster. Credit basics 101, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Our house in the middle of a
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Four tips to sell your home faster. That is the subject today of the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Four tips to sell your home faster. Since June of last year, we have seen an increase in the inventory of homes for sale month per month. Every spring and summer, the inventory increases because people want to sell their home. For those with children, they want to be in their home for the beginning of the school year. If you are one of those sellers, you may find these four tips helpful in getting your home sold more quickly. Number one, make buyers feel at home. Declutter your home. Pack away all personal items like pictures, awards, sentimental belongings. Make them feel like they belong in this house. According to the profile of home staging by the National Association of Realtors, 83% of buyers' agents said staging a home made it easier for a buyer to visualize the property as a future home. Not only will your house spend less time on the market, but the same report mentioned that, I quote, one quarter of buyers' agents said that staging a home increased the dollar value offered between 1% and 5% compared to other similar homes on the market that were not staged. Number two, keep it organized. Since you took the time to declutter, keep it organized before the buyers show up. Pick up toys, make the bed, put away clean dishes. It's also a good idea to put out some cookies fresh from the oven or a scented candle. Buyers will remember the smell of your home. According to the same report, the kitchen is one of the most important rooms to stage in order to attract more buyers. Number three, give buyers full access. One of the top four elements when selling your home is access. If your home is available anytime, that opens up more opportunity to find a buyer right away. Some buyers, especially those relocating, don't have much time available. If they cannot get into the house, they move on to the next one. Price it right. As we mentioned at the beginning, more inventory coming into the market guarantees there will be some competition. You want to make sure your home is noticed. The key to selling your house in 2019 is ensuring it is priced to sell immediately. That way your home will be seen by the greatest amount of buyers and will sell at a great price before competition moves to the market. The bottom line, you want to sell your house in the least amount of time at the best price with as little hassle as possible. Give me a call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. I will put you in touch with a great real estate professional in the sound of my voice. I know a bunch of them in all areas out here in Southern California, even all the way up along the Central Coast as well. That's the real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio, Tech Nest, NEST, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. Chatting this morning, Louis Vasquez, Vasquez, Baldwin, and family. I guess I got the name right. Did I get the name right this time, Louis?
Yeah, I did.
I, you know, I'm slow. I'm like, you know, now that I see your shirt here, and you know, you're as big as I am, so we should be able to see the logos, right? I mean, it's pretty big letters.
I was looking at our live feed here. It looks like two NFL players about to talk about who we're going to sign with.
Yeah, exactly. You know, ESPN, we might be able to get a broadcast there.
Yeah, Ron, you know, one last thing we can probably touch on is the aspect of inflation. So, you know, let's say you had $10,000 in the bank in January. By the end of the year, your $10,000 isn't worth $10,000. Inflation's about 3-4%. So you always need to be getting about a 3-4% return on your money just so that your money maintains its current value. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, you're wanting to stay at par. So and for those that don't understand exactly what Louis is saying, because he's exactly right, is that loaf of bread that was a dollar next year is going to be a dollar and a nickel. You remember your grandparents saying that? You might remember this. Louis, grandparents, maybe great grandparents saying, "I bought bread for 5 cents a loaf."
Yeah, well, I was just doing this with one of my new accountants or new assistants. $1 in 1915 is now $25 in today's terms. Look up an inflation calculator to see how much money was worth in the past compared to now. So $1, 1915, today, $25 equivalent.
Wow.
Crazy.
So, and that's why we're going to be heading into, there'll be more properties coming on the market, and property values are appreciating. But is that exactly what you're talking about, Louis, is what the reason I see that there's a lot of the people that reset their homes that got the loan modifications right after the Great Recession, if they're not doing something today to make sure that that's up, the recast is it bringing in payments up tremendously, and a lot of people aren't aware of it.
Sure.
Right? Because those things were all geared for the idea that people were going to be spending a whole lot more money in their or make a whole lot more money to be able to make a higher payment down the road.
Yeah.
Fascinating information.
And then one last thing, too, probably for just the younger
ones. Really, Lou, you can't have more than one last thing.
Okay.
No, go ahead. I'm getting with
you. Yeah,
you
know, I graduated college in the recession. You know, we went through all that. Ron, you went through that as a real estate professional. So, you know, all this recession talk, I would highly recommend having at a minimum 1 month of your income saved up at all times. 1 month. So that's probably about $5,000. Have that saved. So if you do get let go, you have something to fall back on. The worst thing you can do is live paycheck to paycheck, lose your job, then get running into debt issues. So highly encourage people to save at least 1 month at a minimum.
And that's a very, very, very bare bones minimum.
At a minimum, yeah.
Right? Because I talk, especially seniors, I want you to have 6 to 12 months worth of cash on hand.
Sure.
Right? So make sure that's just sitting there, liquid cash. That way, if the market corrects, and it will, it always does, you're not forced to sell at the time that the market wants you to or when you need to make the mortgage payment.
Right?
The idea there is, again, just be liquid. And that's why some of the investments, think about this, Louis, you and I were talking earlier about having boatloads of home equity,
mm-hmm.
right? Think about that. You lose your job. Can you access that home equity?
I don't know. Can you?
No, you can't.
No, really. I'm
right?
Sure,
the idea
sure,
is
sure.
It's locked in your house because you're going to need a job, right? You have to have a job in order to get a loan. Then you've got to have some job longevity to get a loan. So if that money was sitting in a seasoned IUL, you can actually write a check for it anytime you want to. Right. So you can actually take that $600,000 we were talking about earlier. And I've actually done some discussions on and Louis would be a great one to chat with about it as well on how to retire on $18,000 a month with no mortgage or with no 401k, no IRA, basically just using mortgage planning and consistently taking that equity out, putting it into an IUL, which is not taxable. Right. So you take a loan out on your house, tax liability there.
I don't see one.
No. Right. No. And if you put the money into a IUL, that's investing into an insurance policy. You're putting the money in the insurance policy. The growth there is not taxable. Now, when you take the money out, if you take it out the wrong way, you get taxed. If you take it out the right way, you don't get taxed, right? And the death benefit pays back the right way, so you don't have to worry about there's no tax liability on life insurance,
no,
right?
No, proceeds from life insurance are not taxable.
Right, so a lot of different methods here that we're just giving you some ideas. Now, I'm going to throw this out there again because I say it every day. These are not the things you're going to find easily on Google.com. They're there,
sure.
Right? But you need to talk to professionals like Louis Vasquez about how to deal with these things, how to set it up. Now, I'm assuming, Lou, you don't sell insurance products.
No, we're not financial planners or financial advisors. Right,
they work.
On the tax side.
So here's the idea is you have to have both.
Yeah,
definitely.
Right? I completely agree with that statement.
Right. I mean, and every one of the tax planner or the financial planners that come on the broadcast with us, they're all the same way. They all do the exact same thing. They handle the financial planning and work in concert with a tax planner, CPA, to see how that's going to impact the family because you got to do both of them. You got to have both ends of the spectrum covered.
Yeah, as a worker, as an earner, do everything you can to learn about money because the difference between rich people and poor people is strictly their education, their mindset on how money works.
And a lot of people don't understand that part of it.
That's all it is.
Right? Knowing how to minimize your taxes. The tax code's there. It's pretty complex. Even though they say they made it easier, there's still a lot of areas that you understand that the average individual that's not studying it like you do doesn't understand.
Sure. But there's a lot of information you can learn on yourself if you want to just at least educate yourself before you reach out to a professional. Do as much education as you can. Read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, a great book. Do as much as you can to learn about money because, you know, the more you know about money, the richer you are and the more wealth you'll attain.
Absolutely. Great information. We're going to continue our conversation. Louis Vasquez is with us. We're talking about money, taxes,
love money,
real
baby.
Estate. Yeah, love money and the accumulation of it. All that and more, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306. 1-800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Hey, Michael, good to see you on there. Sherry, Max, glad to see you all on with us this morning. You can reach out to us, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I do deliver it every day in the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Yeah, you got a credit report and it's wrong. I know it is because they are all wrong. I've never seen one yet that is accurate. Never. I mean, I've been looking at credit reports since a lot of people are not even born. I've been looking at them that long. They've all got errors. I saw a report on 60 Minutes one time that 20% of them have errors. Mm. I'd love to find the 80%. I'd love to find one, just one, that did not have an error. I've yet to see one. And I've seen some high credit scores always have errors. So we look at credit basics. New credit, also known as inquiries, that determines 10% of your FICO score. Now remember, your FICO score is going to range. A legitimate FICO score ranges from 300 to 850. That does not count the FICO scores or the Vantage scores, the Credit Sesame's, Credit Karma's of the world. That's not true FICO scores. But the true FICO score has 10% is in inquiries. Research shows that opening several new credit accounts in a short period of time represents greater risk, especially for people who do not have a long credit history. Your FICO score takes into account several factors, including how you shop for credit. It's okay to request a credit check, your own credit report. Checking your credit report will not affect your FICO score as long as you order your credit report directly from the credit reporting agency or through an organization authorized to provide credit reports to consumers like myfico.com. Your FICO score looks at how many new accounts you have by type of account. It also may look at how many of your accounts are new accounts. If you've been managing credit for a short time, don't open a lot of new accounts too rapidly. New accounts will lower your average account age, which will have a larger effect on your FICO score if you don't have a lot of other credit information. Even if you have used credit for a long time, opening a new account can still lower your FICO score. Not a whole heck of a lot. How many recent inquiries you have? An inquiry is when a lender makes a request for your credit report or score. Inquiries remain on your credit report for 2 years. Although FICO scores only consider inquiries from the last 12 months, the FICO score has been carefully designed to count only those inquiries that truly impact credit risk, as not all inquiries will be relating to credit risk. There are three important facts about inquiries to note. One, inquiries usually have a small impact. Number two, many type of inquiries are ignored completely. Number three, the score allows for rate shopping. So you can go out and do rate shopping for a car, for a mortgage, for other large purchases, and it does not have a major impact on your score. The myth, my FICO score will drop if I apply for new credit. The fact is, if it does, it won't drop by much. If you apply for several new credit cards within a short period of time, multiple requests for your credit report information will appear on your report. Shopping for new credit can equate with higher risk, but most credit scores are not affected by multiple inquiries from auto mortgage lenders within a short period of time. Typically, these are treated as a single inquiry, little effect. The length of time since the credit report inquiries were made will have an effect on your score. So if you did a bunch of inquiries 6 months ago, not going to have a major effect. 12 months ago has less effect. 18 months ago, basically no effect. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. And that is our friends over at Blue Water Credit. They're the ones that run Credit Sanitizer for us. Do a great job of helping people get their credit scores corrected. They use the law. They know the law. They're not lawyers. I don't represent that for them. They're not lawyers, but they know what they're doing. Chatting this morning, Louis Vasquez, we're talking about saving money with understanding tax law. You're not a lawyer, are you, Louis?
I don't. Verse Law, I believe they're on your show.
Yeah, they've been on a lot.
Fellow Chetman Pike alumni.
Right.
There are attorneys.
Okay, so Louis and I are not giving any kind of legal advice, but he understands the tax code.
Sure, sure.
Right,
sure.
And that's the idea. And again, you know something, you kind of threw that out there, Louis, just as a aside, what we really should throw in. Is you work with them because there are cases that affect law and estate planning that they deal with, and you're dealing with the tax side and the accounting side.
Sure.
And you can't have you doing one thing on one game plan, and then you know if you're like the football analogies like I do, right? They can't be out there dealing with a passing program and you're dealing with a running program.
Yeah, I'm the offensive line.
Doesn't work.
The quarterbacks play the quarterbacks, attorneys their attorneys, you know, wide receivers, everyone has a role.
Right, and they all work together or else then everything falls apart.
All on the same team.
Right, if you're out there run blocking and they're passing, you've got a problem. They call that Matador, I think.
Yeah, so, Ron, you know, probably going to talk about, touch on last is working with you is, and also bringing in a potential accountant to play is if you're renting high rent, and that's very common in the Orange County area, you know, spending $25,000, $27,000, $3,000 plus a month in rent. Potentially looking into buying in the Long Beach area or Anaheim area, would it be cheaper to own a property with the tax benefits associated with owning a property in comparison to renting at a high monthly rent? That's something that I would encourage people to reach out to you, a loan officer, to kind of compare. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You want to look at a rent versus own comparison. And nowadays, there's a lot of areas. And Louis, you know, we should throw this in there a little bit because a lot of people have this question mark. And I suggest frequently people go and get a great tax advisor.
Sure.
Right. And you want to minimize your taxes. There's a lot of areas within the code that people can minimize their taxes legally.
Definitely.
Right? So the idea there, then what ends up happening in many, many instances is people go and they get a great tax advisor. They lower their taxes. Then they go to a loan officer or a realtor or a lender. And they say, well, you don't qualify for a new home.
Right.
And there's now loans out there that the consumers don't really think about because they're asking the wrong question. The biggest question I ever get is, what's your interest rate? Okay, why do you want to know that? Well, I want the best interest rate. Okay, well, the best interest rate today is probably a 2.5%.
Sure, how do you get right? that?
Well, it's a 10-year loan with 3 points.
Okay.
Right? Now, you're a numbers guy. Do you think many people in Southern California can afford to buy a $1 million house with a 10-year loan?
No.
And they're probably not going to be putting 3 points down on an $800,000 loan. That's $24,000.
Yeah,
right?
Probably not feasible.
Probably not feasible in points. So they really don't want the best rate out there.
Sure.
What they want is the best program out there for them.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Right?
I agree with that.
So when you go out there and you minimize somebody's taxes, you might take somebody from legitimately a $300,000 income and bring them down to maybe $50,000 of taxable income.
Yeah, we can do that.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, here's the question I want to throw at you, Louie. Is it uncommon for individuals or businesses to have a set of financial accounting books and tax accounting books? Is that common?
We actually send that out every year. We have financial statements for the tax return, and that's for the tax return. Then I have true financial statements, actual reflections of the business. So, yeah, that is very, very common.
So it's not abnormal. So people are doing that, and the average employee doesn't know. They think two sets of books,
right?
There's a problem here.
Sounds illegal, huh?
Right, it does. Unless you hear, now you're the CPA, and you actually, there's a financial accounting standards to reconcile from one to the other, right?
Right. You would know that going with your accounting background.
Correct. Right. So those are all terms that are out there. Now, there are programs now that look at businesses and they say, okay, how much money are you bringing in?
Sure.
And let's figure out what, from the financial side, what does your income look like? And you can't go with the government programs for that, but you have to go with other programs. But you might have a business owner that's doing great, and you're doing a great job of minimizing their taxes, and they want to buy a house out there in Long Beach. And some bank says, well, you don't qualify.
Right.
Well, the problem that they don't say is you don't qualify with us. Right.
Yeah.
Now you got to go to a loan officer, and I see Scott Affrey's on. He does a great loan officer there in the Long Beach area. Right. You got to go with the right program. That may cost you a little bit more, but say, Louie, let's go back to some numbers here because you're a numbers guy. So we saved, we have a $300,000 income.
But on the tax return, we're showing they make 50 grand.
50 grand.
Okay.
Right. So you've got a 250 delta right there.
Sure.
And that's what, $100,000 in taxes?
Easily, yeah. Let's say 30% of that. So whatever that is.
I'm going to use 40% because it's 100.
Okay, yeah, let's use 40, 100.
$100,000
tax savings.
Okay,
right.
So now if I go and I get an $800,000 home and I have to pay an extra 2% in interest, and my payment is now $3,000 a year higher, $250 a month extra in interest cost. So I've got $250,000 in extra income. I'm sorry, $300,000 in extra interest, but you saved us $100,000 in taxes.
Coming out ahead, and for that extra $250 a month, just raise your fees.
Right. So now I'm going to throw this out there because I don't want to get too – you're probably not charging the same – you're not charging $99 for that tax return.
No.
Right?
No.
Right? You're paying a professional – to save you $100,000.
Right.
And I don't want to get into what the fees are for that. I'm just saying you're paying a professional to save you $100,000, and we cost an extra $3,000, so you're $97,000 ahead by using a combination of a CPA that knows what they're doing and a lending professional that knows about programs other than going on QuickBooks.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? And I'm going to suggest most people like $97,000 and they can do something better with that than sending it to Uncle Sam. Am I close there?
You know, the tax code is set up to save money. It's just a matter of utilizing what's available to you. So,
I'm going to suggest again, I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? The Congress, they're all made up of lawyers and accountants. There might be a couple doctors thrown in there too. They want that tax code to be hidden so that they can set up for their friends to go and make money. and only dig deep. And for the average person, they're not getting that information.
Yeah, you know, I honestly think that Trump doesn't want to show his tax return. I don't think it's Trump that's combating that. I think it's his tax attorney, because his tax attorney doesn't want other people to see what he's doing.
And most people won't understand it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I have a client that had four file drawers we used, or three file drawers of tax returns just for him each year.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The average person doesn't understand
sure,
that.
Sure, sure, sure.
And you try and get a congressperson, Mad Max, she's never going to understand it. She doesn't even know that student loans are not handled by the government. That's a different story. Hey, you're listening to Ron Siegel Radio. If you want to meet Louis Vasquez, give me a call, 800-306-1990. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Again, that's Ron Siegel Radio. Call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.